this idea just came to me. It's a song called You Guys Is So Funny, Dude. It'd be like, You Guys Is So Funny, Dude. You Guys Is So Funny, Dude. I think I found the chords. Let's try it.
You Guys Is So Funny, Dude. You Guys Is So Funny, Dude. You Guys Is So Funny, Dude.
Imagine like a Vince Neil kind of twang to it.
You Guys Are So Funny, Dude. You Guys Are So Funny, Dude. You Guys Are So Funny, dude. There's no need to be rude, 'cause I said, You Guys Are So Funny, Dude. No need to be rude. You Guys Are So Funny, Dude. Don't need to be rude. You Guys Are So Funny, Dude. You Guys Are So Funny, Dude. No need to be rude.
So, I just realized a startling synchronization that just popped up. And it has to do with the other night I watched Mad Max Fury Road again. And what's cool is it's called the Chrome, or what is it, Black and Chrome Edition. And they include a version of the film in black and white, so you can watch it in black and white. I saw it the regular one, but I'm going to watch it in black and white. And in it, there's that character, Emptor Furiosa. That's what they call her in it. And she's only got one arm. She's an amputee. And in that movie, she's... Well, her arm is actually a robot arm. And so it's really interesting because the other day, it didn't strike me till yesterday, but I started the video 3 days ago, wedding video, and there's a girl there who has one arm. So I thought that was an intriguing manifestation of reality, how I was just thinking about that. Those folks who have the one arm and they do what they can to best make it work for them. And at this wedding, there was a girl I saw while she was dancing. I saw her arm moving just different. And that's what tipped me off. So every time then when I edited stuff, I was watching just to see if she would move it. To see if I could see it holding a beer or examining the ceremony pamphlet. You know, sometimes at the ceremonies they have those pamphlets and people look at those while they're waiting for the bride and groom. It's like a playbill, so to speak. So I was half expecting to see her looking at one of those. Something. I just wanted to see the hand move, because I really was wrapping my brain around that. I've been thinking a lot about that idea, about how we've got electricity in our bodies, and how that there, just as there's electricity in our bodies, there's obviously electricity in electronics. And so the idea of scientists or doctors, what have you, engineers, being able to fuse together thoughts, fuse the thoughts together, and the electric impulses going through a body, fusing those together with electronics, so the electronics know what you're thinking, know what you're intending. Let's say if you're trying to open up a jar of peanut butter and you want to have a peanut butter jelly sandwich. how do your thoughts about opening that translate to the action that the hardware or whatever, you know, how does that translate to the zeros and ones, the program that's running in there? And so that just intrigues me, that aspect. And just knowing how those kinds of things are happening more and more these days. People are being able to have their own robot exoskeletons and stuff, enabling them to walk along, which reminds me of like in Aliens, right? With Sigourney Weaver, where she's inside that big, she's inside the big robot thing. That was so funny. There's a woman who's just so completely oblivious to what was going on. She just went marching out into the street sidewalk, like not even watching where she was going. All these people had to move out of her way, and I just stopped, and I gave her a decision. Do you want to walk around this way of me, or around that way of me? It's so intriguing. It's so intriguing. Those are the people that I realize that I need to interview more, is the sort of, I don't know if it's being oblivious, if it's truly being oblivious, or if it's an act. If they're just pretending to be a character who's oblivious. Because I've done that in the past. I've done social experiments like that, where I've pretended to be oblivious as I'm walking down the sidewalk. Maybe I'm busy. Like I would sort of hack my own reality by, I would just suddenly start walking backwards. Obviously, yeah, I'd bump into people, and the folks I'd be working with or walking with would see that and go, "What the hell are you doing?
Fucking ignorant, fucking George, faggot Bush, fucking cuck sucking pussy, home fucking job. He wants everybody to pay for it. His fucking twins and his fucking grandkids. He's so grandfathered in. Fucking cuck sucking pussy bitch. And you guys are such niggers."
So there you go. There you go. These are the people in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. And then you got folks like that who just can't take it anymore. What movie was that? I think it was called Network. There's got to be a blog out there that compiles all the movies and TV shows that accurately depict, portray, and disguise, so to speak, what exactly is going on out there in the world, how it's controlling the populace. When you disguise it in the sci-fi, it's a lot more easier to handle. It's a lot easier to wrap your brain around. I think that's why analogies are so helpful when describing ideas. Because when you got an analogy, So the analogy that is used usually is a display of connection already. Because the analogy, it's like you're comparing this, what's happening now, and sort of like, I guess, what you see before you with a story of something where something worked out together. So a lot of times you could go, oh, it's like peanut butter and chocolate. It's like Reese's peanut butter cup. You know, you can kind of use analogies like that. What's interesting about it, what's embedded within that, is the analogy is the attempt to connect an idea to another, so a person who you're explaining it to can better understand it. What's interesting, what's embedded within that is a connection itself, because the analogy you're using is in itself is a connection, is a collaboration, is a cooperation between whether it be two flavors, whether it be two expertises, two teachings, you know, what have you, coming together, linking together like Legos. So here it is. We use the analogy to make a connection, and the analogy itself is a connection. I love that fractal. I love the fractal of that. Connections, collaborations, finding what is similar. Those are things that are just naturally built in. Like attracts like type of thing. The ear was built to hear the sound of the tree falling in the forest. Without the ear, there is no sound, because the sound is dictated by the instrument that's being used to hear it or to detect its presence. Anyway, more on that later, as I am now entering the subway here. I'm going off to the Inspirato Projecto K Chung radio show today. And that ought to be up later tonight. I'm thinking on mixcloud.com/Inspirato Projecto. And then this podcast will be up, you know, I don't know, maybe today or tomorrow, with some other stuff mixed in it, which it'll have Kapow, Intergalactic Film Festival 2018 stuff mixed in there. It'll also have bits from when I was hanging out with the Yachtly crew during our Batten Down the Hatches tour. All right, I better hurry up and get my tap card here. Over and out. Is that a fine cognac? Is that a fine cognac I taste?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Pauly Shores, that tastes delicious.
Hey, should we do another acoustic thing here tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Like an acoustic
one
right here?
But yeah.
Just out there with the green on the back.
What's the name of the song? What's the name of the song? Do you know?
Sing
something, my love.
The road.
Dude, thank you.
Everybody!
one of the interesting movies that came through Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival is a movie called Beside Me. It came all the way from Romania. It took place on a subway, and the subway stops because there's a fire. There's a fire going on, and the subway stops, and so the whole movie takes place on there, and everyone's just stopped on there, and they all have to deal with each other. They all have to learn how to deal with each other. And so it's intriguing. It's really intriguing because what just happened now on the subway, they made everybody exit because I guess there was a fire. They were kind of they didn't really say what was going on. It sounded like they said either it implied that there was either a fire on the track up ahead or something, or there was a fire on the actual train that I was on. So it's quite intriguing. So I'm at the Hollywood and Western stop. That coffee went through me like a tsunami. So now I'm going to look for a bathroom over here. Then order an Uber and get on my way up to the radio show. More on this later. Keep that in mind.
Here's your fun fact. A survey of 2,000 women by a British retail chain, these women were asked at what age women feel their sexiest. Well, that age is 34. Stay tuned to Inspirato Projecto for more fun facts.
You know, it's tough to see your passengers when there's a crowd of people.
So oh, yeah.
That time, you know, at that point, it's good. But
how long have you been driving Uber?
Probably over at least about almost 2 years, probably, I think, something like that.
And
yeah,
do you...
I do this full time, yeah.
I'm always curious to hear the stories of the Uber drivers, because some, you know, some are like, oh, this is just great, you know, I got my own... I make my own hours. Others feel that they're kind of in a hamster wheel. Other people are like, oh no, I make plenty of, you know, it's great. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, this is it's both. It's hamster wheel and it's doing your own thing.
Yeah,
so that's very enlightening. So even if you're making like $5, you know, if you're making minimal dollars, but you're enriched here,
yeah,
that's where it counts.
That really, truly, yeah.
So this is it's hitting this. It's not necessarily pockets. It's more, I want to feel free. You know, I want to do the fuck I want to do. Yay, all right. That type of shit. That's it is, dude. That's all it is. It's not, you know, I don't think people are getting rich. At least I haven't found it. You know, in terms of money, monetarily, you're not going to get rich this way. I don't think so. But what you can do is enhance your spirit because you're not reporting to anybody.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, it's great. It really shows you what you're personally capable of, so to speak.
Correct.
Because you see that you're truly the one responsible for what's coming in.
I'm generating this income, you know, and it feels good inside, you know, and so that's the goal, is not to be in bondage by showing up to someone else's dream. I need to show up for my own dream.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I'm just learning. I'm, like I said, I'm about 2 years in to this, and it's wonderful. I've lost weight. I'm more healthier.
That's great.
You know.
And yeah.
Even the kids can see it. Like, Dad, you look like you're 10 years younger. It's like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, it's just changing your diet and changing the contents that goes up here.
Yeah.
That really makes a difference. You know, diet and the diet of... What type of energy are you getting? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's so great that you're saying that. These are the elements that I'm always
talking with people about, you know, that old phrase, you are what you eat, kind of thing. So that's the conversations you're having. That's the magazines you're reading, the music you're listening to, all that stuff, you know, and all that filters in your brain, of course, which then you carry around from moment to moment. And so, like what you're saying, it really is truly beneficial, and it feels the most free when you can spend each moment to moment knowing that you are not basing your decisions on someone else's, on repercussions that someone else will give you, so to speak, you know, where you don't have to ask four or five permissions of four or five different people to just send an email or to do something like that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, or to take a day off or to go see my kids play baseball, you know, something like that. You know, you're in the control of your own, you know, so to speak, your own destiny. And a lot of people don't know how that feels, you know, because we're trained, so to speak, from the moment we're born.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to this school, you go to this, you know, you do this at this time, you know, so you don't have any freedom. You know what I mean? You don't know what freedom is.
Yeah. You're kind of being led around.
You're led and trained, and this is what I want you to learn, and this is what you should do. What, you know, this is how you should feel. It's like, what the fuck, dude? You know, who am I? Some robot? No, I need to learn who I am. I need to look in the mirror and love what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then interact with that person.
That's brilliant.
You know, as much as you can, you know, regurgitate and also feed off the natural sunlight, you know, things of that nature, the universe. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
It's not to be fucking encased or, you know what I mean, limited,
right,
you know, from the ability that the God creator gave you. You know what I mean?
So. And it's so much fun when you are in that mindset of becoming the best version of yourself. When you're always on that quest, because then it just continues to reveal itself to you in all kinds of different interesting surprises, don't
they? Correct.
All kinds of crazy circumstances through, you know, the synchronicities, the coincidences, the serendipities, the deja vu, all those amazing magical things. They're going, hello, hey, it's me again. You know?
And so if you can focus and actually speak to the universe, otherwise you'll miss it because you're intoxicated with all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, again, you know, if you could free yourself and become natural as much as possible, then even the wind talks to you, the trees and stuff, you know. Okay, the sun gives you energy, all that type of shit.
Oh, yeah. You know? It's interesting when, you know, I got into this habit of really watching plants and watching animals, and I figured, okay, they're the closest to just the natural unfolding of the universe that we have, so why don't I learn from them, because they're in tune with whatever the universe's speed is at. And, you know, not the human speed, not the I gotta hurry up and get to this thing, or I gotta do that. It's the pure, okay, here I am, I'm enjoying this very moment right now, and I'm doing the best I can in this very moment now, whether it's laying in a sunbeam and just lounging about like a cat, or whether it be just a tree just kind of slowly swaying in the wind. It's just doing what it wants to do. And I started noticing that the more I made that intention to get into that, you know, that relationship vibe that, that the plants and the animals were having with the universe, I figured, okay, if I can relate to it through that avenue, and also treat it like it's just a really good friend. It's just it's just sort of an invisible friend, I suppose.
Exactly.
And the more I started really treating it like that, I realized, ooh, it's definitely speaking back to me. it's talking back to me.
It's talking back, yes. And you can hear it and feel it, you know. But again, if you're not in tune with it, and so that's what I had to do in these last couple of years of not going to work. Mm-hmm. Not showing up, clocking in, you know.
Yeah.
And just being in my own element, you know what I mean? And just giving myself time to think and stuff like that. Okay, purchase a vehicle if you can, you know what I mean? And keep up with the insurance, you know, so you can develop your own system, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to feed my own system here.
What a great way of doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought that driving an Uber would have been such an enlightening and spiritual experience for people? You know, this is a really cool case. This is a story I can now share with other Uber drivers or other people out there going in the world, saying, like, look, you know, when every person deserves their solitude, and you know, sometimes it's while you're driving your car, even though you're amongst all these other cars. You're, it's you in here. It's your decisions. It's you're the only person who has to hang out with you all day long
Correct.
For the rest of your life. So you might as well make it a party. You know, you might as well make it fun.
Yeah. Because,
you know.
And well, and I'm glad that you said that. A lot of individuals don't know how it feels to be alone, and they don't like it. Yeah. You know, I don't know how you feel, but sometimes it's. I think it's good to. To learn yourself and get along with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and not always look for outward validation, you know, and that's where you get yourself in trouble, where I'm looking for some outward validation. Well, that's the devil, you know, or that's a demon. Why are you hugging this dude? You know, type of thing. So get in tune with yourself, understand yourself, you know, and then that'll help you maybe share with others. Like I'm sharing with you, you know.
Yeah, because you're coming from a place of, well, experimentation, so to speak. You know, you're becoming an explorer in this realm and sharing that information with others. And, you know, and it's the best kind of information because it's all enlightening information. It's all about encouraging others to find those best versions of themselves.
Sure.
And, I mean, gosh, that's... Have you... I'm curious about this. What? How often do you watch the television?
that's a good question. Kind of maybe zero.
I had a vibe.
So, yeah, he caught
I had a
the,
vibe.
Yes.
I had a vibe about
Correct.
That. I haven't
that
watched is... my TV in about 15 years.
Oh.
official television.
Wow.
Official. Like, I'll
okay,
watch YouTube, so you... I'll watch Netflix, but it's
sure.
like what my heart is telling me to do.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Because then you're able to stand outside of it more and more and more and really go, ah, I see what's going on there.
I
know what those people are doing. I see the doo-dee-doo. I can see the hypnosis they're
Correct.
Kind of putting
the
on the mind.
Hypnosis, thank you.
It's really interesting because then you can really see what's going on in the matrix,
yes,
so to speak.
Exactly. And so, you know, I look at it, you know, I have to tell myself that, you know, I'm not showing up for work anymore. In other words, I'm going to let this contract go. I was at NBC Universal. I do IT work. But it wasn't giving me the enlightenment that I needed. It was giving me money.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, I was getting money, but it wasn't giving me my spirituality, you know. And so I said, let me try not showing up for work and just kind of, you know. And also at the same time, I'm changing my diet.
Ooh.
You know, I'm eating more fruits and bananas and shit like that.
Mm.
And that's, you know, and it's helping me. And even people from the outside sees it, you know, when they see me like, Kev, are you lifting weights? Nah, I ain't lifting shit. I'm just changing my diet and my spirituality. It's amazing what that shit does.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm about 2 years into this thing.
That is great news.
Yeah, and I feel a lot better about myself. Like I say, the money hopefully will start to come more, you know, if possible. But no, I have my health, my, you know, and health is wealth. And so I feel pretty good about that. Yeah, all right. So let's see what happens. You know, I want to just continue on this journey and learning myself, you know, talking to others. Speaking to the universe and listening to what it tells me, you know.
And you know what? By you choosing a completely, I mean, you know, in addition to not being stuck in sort of this cubicle corporate environment,
Correct. You're
really out there.
Right.
You know, like sort of like the Wild West, you know, the cowboys are out there kind of learning the lay of the land, getting to know the language of the
kind
universe.
Exploring
it, getting to know how nature reacts.
Right.
And, what's interesting is that through this process, who knows, you might end up writing a screenplay. You might come up with some crazy idea while you're driving around or some conversation you have with someone. And you go, ooh, I never thought I was a screenwriter, but I got to tell you, I am burning to write this screenplay right now. I had so many ideas today while I was driving around. Bam, there it is.
Yes.
I mean, it might even be something where you put about your memoirs as an Uber driver.
Okay.
Or, I mean, it's incredible just the ways in which the universe does lead us around through these little things. If we're following our heart, I mean, holy cow, when we follow our heart, I've noticed, that is getting so... When you have that relationship with your intuition, it's great because then you can really, really, like, just lay back into your own sort of unfolding of your reality experience.
Right.
And you go, you know what? I trust my intuition so much that When I have an inclination to go this way, I'm going to go that way. When I have a feeling to go this way, what the hell? Let's try this. Let's quit our job and drive Uber. You know? You decided to follow your heart in that instance and really dive into it.
Right. And you'll have a better experience because, one, it's your choice, and two, you actually feel it genuinely. You know, in other words, this is something I really felt. I was scared, don't get me wrong. When I didn't show up for work to get that fucking paycheck, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna pay this bill, you know. And so it's scary is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you have to, you know, if you trust yourself, you can do it. And I'm still amazed at how am I paying my rent and eating, keeping up this car note. How am I doing this shit? You know, type of thing. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
It's working, so I'm going with it.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can't be afraid. Don't be afraid. What's happening to our society is they're putting fear into us, and that's killing us. It's not the drugs. It's the fear, you know, and the stress that kills us. And they understand that. That's why they put that propaganda out.
Wow. You know what? That is so true. That is so true. You know, and we've heard this through so many wonderful spiritual teachers that, through so many different sources, that idea of the more that we are not controlled by the outside propaganda and all that, is the more that we're thinking for ourselves. And what that then leads to is then forming communities with other people who have those same ideas and trying to enlighten one another. Well, then what happens then? Then we do not become reliant on the system that whoever else is trying to give us, the government, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
And now they're going, oh, we're losing our control. You know, because then we're thinking, we're going, okay, well, now how do we take those legs out from underneath that big giant, you know?
Yes.
And they don't want that, so then what do they do?
That.
They go, oh, let's throw some of this into the news about this kind of hot-button topic, and oh, let's throw this in there, because we'll stir the, you know, we got the sports fans over here angry at each other because Raiders are better than
again.
These guys. Oh, yeah, let's confuse them. Wah! You know, and then, oh, here's this crazy thing happening with this politician. And, oh, there's this crazy thing happening with this particular race. And this and you're like, oh, God, you guys have to. But then you realize, okay, if they keep us divided, then we're not trying to form those commonalities and those similarities with one another.
Which is more important than all this other shit.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how they drive the country and drive people, you know, the cycle, you know, in other words, with the phones and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you control people. You know, you go upstairs, get them here.
Oh, yeah.
And then now I don't have to fight them now because it's already...
That's right.
You know, they're fighting themselves.
That is so true. That is so true. That is one of the, you know, there are so many things that are happening in the media that are, they hire the top psychologists for. They hire the top hypnotists for. These people who know how the mind works, what colors represent certain things. You know, red and yellow, it represents excitement. Well, look at McDonald's, red and yellow.
Okay.
You know, excitement, ooh, it's fun over here. Uh-huh. You know, so there's that subliminal psychological imprint that goes, oh, I recognize that.
Mm.
You know, and then you move towards it.
Yeah.
And then there are certain beats, there are certain frequencies that then bring up other particular things. And when you blend those little things together, and then you stick it into some quick 15-second commercial, which might have some embedded split-second messages in there that you don't know about.
Correct.
And all of a sudden you're going, I suddenly need to go eat a cheeseburger now.
Yes, exactly.
And
yes. Okay, so yeah. So having said that, yes, the first thing you want to do is try to unplug, you know, from the media, if you can. You know, the national media, you know what I mean? The typical media, the Channel 7s, the Fox. You know, try to unplug from that if you can.
Oh, yeah.
And so that you can kind of regain your vision. You know what I mean? Because, again, this is war, dude. Yeah, this is this is war. And they're hitting us from all different areas. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you mentioned, the food, the music and the vibration, you know.
Oh,
all
my
that
gosh.
Stuff, man. It makes a difference, okay? And so...
Great is supplementing it with these kinds of enlightening conversations and swooshing in all that great nutrition, all that great, you know, stuff that gets people excited about following their passions and their dreams and Wanting to be that best version of themselves. Hey, I've always wanted to play guitar. Okay, pick up a guitar. Make a fuck, you know, make a couple of songs. Exactly. Play a little, we'll learn one chord and just play that chord over and over again. You know, make a song with that chord, you know?
Until you know, are we...
Oh, yeah, right in front of this 487 place.
This is fantastic.
Thank you for the great conversation and nutritious information. Yeah, you take care,
I'll
man.
I'll use this for the rest of my day. You know,
me
good,
too.
Good food and nutrition. Man.
Oh, me too. Also, okay. if you like soft rock classics like Michael McDonald or Lionel Richie or Christopher Cross, this is a band that I'm in called Yachtly Crew.
Okay.
And we play, it's all love songs, 70s and 80s love songs. Oh my gosh, so many good vibrations at the shows. And
excellent.
You might have a blast
going
out with your lady or your friends or who knows.
Or whoever, whatever,
Oh, it's going to be fun. Will you take care of
you? Thank you.
Have a great day.
Kurt. I appreciate
and,
you.
And what is your name again?
I'm Kevin.
Kevin, you have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Stay cosmic.
Okay.
Sure, there you go.
Hi, this is Jay Ossing from Twin Peaks The Return. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Ooh, that's good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on stage, DJ Tron.
Can you give me a little light synth? A little bit of...
What?
And they say the right.
Yeah!
Oh! Feeling that it's human nature. Right. Just to do it that way. And they say the right.
Well,
oh, baby.
Oh, tell
them. Fire! Just to do it that way. I like loving this way. I like living this way. Why?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Why?
I say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Why? What am I doing?
Keep that big old muscle. And they say, why? Why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Why? Does it be that way? And they say, why? Why? Who will tell? I like loving this way. I like living this way. I like loving this way. Ooh, I am wise. I am wise.
Yo, welcome to the Yacht Rock Show, y'all. Yo, this is Ice-T.
Baby, come from the 80s, and ooh, won't you take me there? Right way, don't you, baby, take the phone me back to be. It's a perfect time.
Yes,
boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. Money, boom, boom. Boop, 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 boop.
Folks, sources say that humans love meat and humans love clowns. So therefore, a combination of meat and clowns makes for an ideal mascot for basically anything under the sun. That's why our ever-present, almighty, dear, charismatic leader has authorized us to invoke the power of the meat clown to hawk some cheap product to you. And when we say cheap, we mean cheap. $30 will get you 100 one-inch buttons. That's right, button products, folks. The kind you put on your shirt to advertise your band, your brand, or your art. But that's not all. We also have 1.25-inch button products at $40 per 100. And let me tell you, that quarter of an inch makes a huge difference. And of course, there is a big, lovable 3-inch buttons. We have 100 of those for only $70. Oh goodness. Deals, deals, deals. Buy now, buy now, buy now. We advertise this as urgent to catch your attention, but the reality of it is you can order anytime from www.meatclownbuttons.bigcartel.com. It's Meat Clown approved.
I'm sorry, but I have to disagree. Everyone doesn't love clowns. Didn't you see it? Are you kidding me? Clowns can be the scariest thing ever. Are you crazy? Oh, I forgot. I think you are. Oh, my God.
Bum bum ba bum ba bum 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 ba bum ba bum 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 ba bum ba bum bum ba bum ba bum 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 ba bum 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 ba bum ba 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 da bum ba bum ba ba bum ba 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 bum ba ba bum ba bum ba da bum ba bum ba bum. Ba-da-dum bum ba bum ba bum ba dum bum ba bum ba bum bum ba bum ba bum 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 ba 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 bum.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.